Bomb attack on a UN compound in the Somali capital leaves 15 people dead. The violence began after a bomber detonated explosives at the gate of the UN Development Program office. This was followed by gunmen entering the building and opening fire. Somalia's local al-Shabaab fighters have claimed responsibility. EU-based satellite company Intelsat says it will no longer provide services to Iranian channels, most notably Press TV. It says the decision has been made in accordance with U.S. sanctions against the presence of Iran's National Broadcasting Corporation. Intelsat says it's been ordered by the U.S. government to avoid extending IRIB's license. Three members of Yemen's Houthi community have been killed in the north of the country. 10 others were also wounded in the attack in the city of Sa'ada. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. The blast comes over a week after 10 Houthi Shia were killed in the capital Sana'a. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has reiterated that the Syrian issue can only be addressed through a political solution rather than military intervention. He says more than 93,000 people have been killed over the past 2 years and more than 1.6 million people have been displaced. The UN reports that the population of refugees worldwide exceeded 45 million in 2012. That's nearly 3 million more than 2011, and the highest number since the Rwandan genocide back in 1994. The largest source of refugees are Afghanistan, Somalia, and Iraq, while Pakistan, Iran, and Germany are hosting the biggest displaced populations. Pakistani lawmaker Imran Khan has called on the government to put an end to U.S. assassination drone strikes in the country. Pakistan's new Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, has already criticized drone attacks, saying they violate Pakistan's sovereignty and must end. Afghanistan calls off talks with the United States on a security deal that would allow American troops to remain in the country after 2014. Kabul says the decision was made over Washington's contradictory words and actions regarding the Afghan peace process. The Taliban have announced they would hold talks with the United States. Thousands of Iranian football fans have gathered at Tehran's Azadi Stadium to celebrate the national team's qualification for the 2014 World Cup. Celebrations come one day after Iran beat South Korea 1-0. The 20th FIFA World Cup is scheduled to take place next year in Brazil.